Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I really trust that you will share these with your social media networks, and occasionally, maybe the Lord would bring someone to mind that it might speak to their life and be a cup of encouragement for them today as well. So please feel free to share these and even email them directly to a friend or even text them to a friend that might need a word of encouragement. Today, let's go to the Psalms and look at Psalm 95 and just one simple verse where the scripture says, "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." I've mentioned before that I really like the show The Voice. I gave up on American Idol several years ago, and I don't really like the dance things and, you know, America's Got Talent and all that stuff, but I really like The Voice. It's kind of the one of those kind of shows I enjoy. The part I like about it are the early rounds where they call them blind auditions. And so we have these really talented people that nobody knows about. And most of them come from small towns around the U.S. somewhere, and they show up and they sing one song, and they've only got like a 40-second piece of that song to sing. And then there are four professional singers, and they get to choose without seeing the person if they like the voice. And if they like that person, then they hit a button and their chair turns around and they see them. If more than one person turns around, then the singer gets to pick which one of them will be their coach to keep moving into the competition. Well, this is really good news for me and you, because in Psalm 95, we get this directive, and David has this beautiful way of saying, "Come on, let's sing to the Lord." You know, the church is really one of the last places on earth where we come together and there is an intentional effort that we all sing. And you know, if you're somebody who's never been to church or you haven't been to church in forever, it can probably feel pretty awkward to walk into a place and they ask you to sing out loud, and maybe even sing songs that you don't know. And it could be that you never listened to any music that, well, I call it Jesus music, but Christian music, and the only thing you know is what you hear on the radio, country or pop or rap or blues or whatever. But when we come and we worship the Lord, we sing to Him. Now, in the day in which this was written, I mean, you can imagine this is way, way back before there was anything that could record this, and there was no other kind of entertainment out there, so people sang, and they sang all the time. They would sing on their way to the feasts in Jerusalem. They would sing with their family. They would sing when they were out with the sheep like David. And David says, "Come on, let's sing to the Lord. Let's shout joyfully." And then he says, "To the rock of our salvation." Now, this is what's key, because when we gather to worship, and even today in your private worship, in this time, in this cup of encouragement, or even if you jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, even in that time, it is something that is special that we are called to come before the Lord and sing joyfully to the rock of our salvation. The rock meaning that this is what our firm foundation is on, Jesus the Christ. You know, there are folks who will say that Jesus said to Peter, "You're the rock on which I'm going to build my church." But Jesus was really looking at Peter saying, "You're the pebble that's a part of this, me, the rock. And I am the rock of your salvation. I am the foundation. And in me is where you find that entire hope. So bring your song joyfully to Jesus, the rock of our salvation." And today, when you do so, I promise you, you'll be blessed beyond measure. There's something about bringing a joyful song to Jesus, the rock of our salvation. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.